Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Are you a proud black business owner or musician? Email me at ninashaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at ninashaz@gmail.com. That's M-I-N-A-S-H-A-Z-Z at gmail.com.
How can it be? This is Free Babylon.
She wrote a number down here in front of me.
These wicked rulers and wicked people, hearts filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow, they won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow, they won't be around very long.
Welcome to Babylon, she's the biggest whore ever. Ran by arrogant kings like Nebuchadnezzar. Egyptologists believe your heart is weighed against a feather, but Yahweh's the spirit and his judgment is forever. Seeing is believing, that's the world's understanding. But even if we seen it, still we wouldn't understand it. His vision's for the visionary, not for the vision. You never visualize if your mind is in prison. You never can achieve if you're living like a Christian. Backslide daily, dreaming up a white Christmas. I serve Yah, so I hope I'm in the remnant. Wish I could convince the world they need to be repentant. And I thought since I had the truth, people would want to hear me. Instead they hate the truth, so they'd rather stay from near me.
These wicked rulers are wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow, they won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow, they won't be around very long.
I was born in 89 when the Berlin Wall fell. Perhaps I'll be here long enough to see it all fail. For the love of ballin', they under by all spell. Teach me to chase money, but that is a tall tale. The dead among the dead can't even smell foul smells. The water's full of poison, the bread is all stale. The flesh is all bad, the spirit is all good. Many claim to be shepherds, but they are not all good. It's simple if you open your ears, the deaf can hear it. So if your eyes are closed, I pray I'll reach you with these lyrics. To change your ways today, not later or next year-ish. Since we know that Yah judges us righteously, we should fear it. And I thought since I had the truth, people would want to hear it. Instead they hate the truth, so they rather stay near it.
These wicked rulers are wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow, they won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow, they won't be around very long.
Our job to bring the truth, not everybody gon' bear it. Making them love Yah is like an arranged marriage. We can pray for them, but most of them gon' perish. I speak the language of love, I've never been to Paris. Soon the time will come when they label me a terrorist. Because I know the truth, when Babylon told me cherish. Lie on top of lie and spit it back like a parrot. A soldier for Yah, I'm decorated with merits. I got sisters and brothers that feel the same. Who keep the law of Yah and they call me by my name. To go through hell on earth and then the lake will be a shame. Cause Babylon's going and America's her name. My people bring the truth, you think they will wanna hear us? Instead they feel condemned, so they rather stay near us. That's that mindset.
Heart filled with evil, people with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow, they won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow, they won't be around very long, around very long, around very long, like a shadow, they won't be around very long, around very long. Round every long, like a shadow, they won't be round every long. They won't be round every long. They won't be round every long.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet. The footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star political party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Are you prepared for the 2023 fall and winter months? Dry skin season is upon us, and you should be ready with AHA Soufflé, thick, rich, creamy body butters. We have a variety of scents to choose from. Enjoy our famous strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and cherry, just to name a few. Shop our website, AHA.com, or for faster pickup, visit your local beauty supply or health food stores near you. Also, show some love by liking and sharing our Absolutely Fabulous Facebook page or ShadeQueen77 IG page. Absolutely Fabulous. Your skin will thank you for it.
Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, y'all. We can also connect on Facebook, i.e. Conversations with a Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply store or health food store near you and purchase AF Shea Soufflé with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients and whipped to creamy, rich perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShadeQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your hard work without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered for a small monthly fee of $30. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For further details, email afshabutter@gmail.com. Again, that's afshabutter@gmail.com. And last but never least, if you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Donations are welcomed and much appreciated. You may send your blessings via Cash App with the money sign and Hermina Shabazz as the Cash App name. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Peace and blessings, family. Thank you for joining me this evening. Again, this is Hermina Shabazz here with Voice of Black Star. And I kind of want to go back over a topic we spoke on a while back, around September, and it was through the book, Ancient Book of Jubilees. And I came across some more stuff as I was reading, and I realized I left something out for you guys for the descendants of Adam up to Noah. Now, this is one of the chapters within the Book of Jubilees, the Ancient Book of Jubilees. Anyway, I want to kind of get back to some of the stuff that I've read and I was able to pick up, and it was about the book of, about Jared around his time, and I thought it was very interesting that I was able to find it within that they had quoted something from the book of Daniel as well in here. So let me go back and just read it for you guys, and then we'll just go from there. How about that? It says, and I'm not going to start from the very beginning of it, we're just going to go where Jared is born. And it said, in the second week of the 10th Jubilee, which is 4:55 a.m., Mahalalel took unto him to wife Dinah, the daughter of Barachiel, the daughter of his father's brother, and she bare him a son in the third week in the sixth year, 4:61 a.m. Now mind you, a.m. is before the year of Christ, okay? This is the year of the world at this point, all right? And he came, and he called his name Jared, so he called his son's name Jared, for in his days the angels of the Lord descended on the earth, those who are named the watchers, that they should instruct the children of men, and that they should do judgment and uprightness on the earth. Okay, so right there, family, the watchers, now the watchers were pretty much angels that worked for the Most High, and their job was pretty much to instruct men on righteousness, you know, how to be upright, and you know, on judgments and things, do judgments accordingly, and to instruct them on uprightness. Well, these angels, the watchers, fell short of that glory. Because let's go to one, let me show you an example in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, and it's going to be verse, let's do verse 13. And it says, I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. So pretty much, family, that's the judgment. That's the sign of judgment that a watcher came down to give man. So he instructed, this is out of the book of Daniel, okay? So this is Daniel getting this instruction as to, you know, what's going on. And he was, and the watcher was sit down to pretty much perform that task for the Most High to give, you know, tell him what to do, instruction in uprightness and judgment. So obviously there's a judgment going down here. And Daniel was supposed to be, for this king, Belshazzar, he was supposed to be giving him judgment pretty much to him, which came down from the watcher to Daniel, okay, to help him interpret Belshazzar's dream. Well, anyway, I'm not going to go too far into that, but my point is, it's around that time. So they say around the year of, it says, so anyway, the angels came down, you know, the watchers came around that time, around the time of Jared's birth, which is very, very, very interesting and stuff, because, you know, Jared's time, you know, it talks about that in the Bible as well. And we're going to also go somewhere else. We also want to check out the book of Enoch, the prophet, because he also brings up, it breaks down more as to what the watchers did. They didn't do their job. You know, they left their habitations and lusted after the daughters of men. Okay? So let's read the book of Enoch, the prophet, and I'm going to read where it says, the fall of the angel. And I'm just going to read this part right here, and it says, I'm going to read chapter 6, and it says, and it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely children, comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and get us children. And Zaza, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear you will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. So they are already, they're scheming now, because they start lusting at their daughters of men. And we know how that goes. Let's keep reading. And they all answered him and said, let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual implications upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in those days of Jared, in the days of Jared, on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon, because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of these leaders: Shemzaza, their leader, Arakiba, Ramiel, Kokobiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijel. I'm maybe saying these names a little off, family, but bear with me. These are the names of these angels, the watchers, the leaders of everybody that came down, these 200. Each one of those had, and within that 200, they were broken off in these leaders of these groups, okay? So I'm not going to go off with the whole names, because I'm going to end up butchering them, and I don't want to do that. So you can take your time, family, and get you the book, the book of Enoch, the prophet, and it names them all. And they ever, you know, says that, and all together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for them for himself, each, excuse me, and all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them, and to defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments, and the cutting of the roots and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they begat great giants, whose heights was 300 ells. Now you can break that down, family. I'm pretty sure that's still kind of tall, taller than natural man. Who consumed all the acquisitions of men. So anyway, so these watchers, you gotta see, you keep reading yourself, family. But these watchers end up producing giants on the earth. And that's what Most High had to come in and do some flooding and stuff like that. But it's wild how this all happened around the time of Jared, you know, and it's recorded in the book of Enoch. I thought that was very interesting. And also in the book of Genesis, we have it where it talks about, it really breaks down how long everyone has been on the earth. And pretty much it has, let's see what it says right here. And this is in the book of, this is in the Bible, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 5, and we're going to read from let's start with verse 14. In all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. Now this is not the Enoch of Cain, of course. This is the Enoch, you know, of the righteousness and stuff. So I thought it was very interesting. So we got to realize, family, the dates that I gave you out of the book of Jared. Out of the book of Jubilees, it's giving you within hundreds. Okay, so these people were living hundreds of years before they beget these children and stuff and so forth. So they've been living for a while on earth. So the earth has been around for a good little while, and man lived longer. Our days were shortened because of our sins and transgressions of man and stuff, you know. Now transgressions, our days have been shortened. So we only get to live to about 100. Here, maybe some people, you know, live to about 102, you know, stuff like that. But that's very rare and things like that. Some get higher, then they end up dying. So, but these people live to almost 1,000 years, and that's what you're supposed to be. That was the goal. The man was supposed to die anyway. See, but that's a whole other subject. But again, so around this time, the watchers came down, so angels came down and defiled themselves with women. When they were supposed to be only coming down to instruct man on judgment and uprightness. Okay? So he's supposed to instruct the leaders on that. So anyway, I just thought that was very interesting. That this book, so when I see people say that, you know, that Book of Jubilees doesn't correlate with the Bible and all that kind of stuff, all of this goes together, family. All of this goes together. They just couldn't put all this in the Bible, I believe. That's my thoughts, my personal thoughts. I just think they just could. If they did that, it would be ridiculously huge. I mean, we'll never get through it. Okay? So, but the most part is that I just thought that was very interesting that in those days, that's when, you know, the angels came and defiled themselves with man and so forth. But now, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and continue on. But I just wanted to kind of bring that to our attention. But I want to kind of continue on in the book of ancient book of Jubilees, and we'll go on to the chapter of Methuselah's birth, which is 587 a.m. Okay, so 587 a.m. But of course, the Genesis and Jasher has Methuselah's birth at 687 a.m. So there's a 100-year discrepancy thing going on here. But if you're following the numbers, the dates and everything, taking notes and following the dates, you'll see that they kind of add up to the proper time and so forth. But there has been a lot going on, family, and there's a lot still going on to this day. And a lot of fulfillments are definitely happening. But let's go ahead and continue. Methuselah's birth, 587 a.m. And in the sixth year in this week, she bare him a son, and he called his name Methuselah. Okay, so let's go back there. I'm going to go back to the book of Enoch in the book of Jubilees. Now, this is the chapter, the book of Enoch, okay? Let's start over so we can know who Methuselah is being born to, who they're talking about, who is she. It says, and he was the first among men that was born on earth who learned writing and knowledge and wisdom, who wrote down the signs of heaven according to the order of their months in a book, and that men might know the seasons of the years according to the order of their separate months. And he was the first to write a testimony, and he testified to the sons of men among the generations of the earth, and recounted the weeks of the Jubilees, and made known to them the days of the years, and set in order the months, and recounted the Sabbaths of the years as we made them known to him. So the angels made it known to Enoch. Okay, so not just read him at the book of Enoch as he breaks down what was going on with these angels. Because he came along and eventually had his, you know, give judgment to these angels. The same angels who were supposed to be doing judgment and uprightness for us, giving us that type of knowledge. But somehow it didn't work out that way. But let's go. And it says, generations of earth, and recounted the weeks of the Jubilees, and made known to them the days of the years, and set in order the months, and recounted the Sabbaths. The Sabbaths. Y'all notice they say Sundays. They say the Sabbaths of the years, as we made them known to him. And what was and what will be, he saw in a vision of his sleep, as it will happen to the children of men throughout their generations until the day of judgment. He saw and understood everything, and wrote his testimony, and placed the testimony on earth for all the children of men and for their generations. And in the 12th Jubilee, in the 7th week thereof, which is 582 to like 588 a.m., he took himself a wife, and her name was Edni, the daughter of Daniel, the daughter of his father's brother. Okay, so Edni and Enoch bear the son. So now we're going to get on to the book of Methuselah's birth from 587 a.m. And in the 6th year in this week, she bare him a son, and he called his name Methuselah. And he was moreover with the angels of God these 6 jubilees of years, and they showed him everything which is on earth and in heaven, and the rule of sun. And he wrote down everything, and he testified to the watchers who had sinned with the daughters of men, for these had begun to unite themselves so as to be defiled with the daughters of men, and Enoch testified against them all. And he was taken from amongst the children of men, and we conducted him into the Garden of Eden in majesty and honor. And behold, there he writeth down the condemnation and judgment of the world, all the wickedness of the children of men. And on account of it, God brought the waters of the flood upon all the land of Eden. For there he was set as a sign, and that he should testify against all the children of men, that he should recount all the deeds of the generations until the day of condemnation. And he burnt the incense of the sanctuary, even sweet spices acceptable for the Lord on the mount. For the Lord hath 4 places on the earth, the Garden of Eden, and the Mount of the East, and this mountain on which thou art this day, Mount Sinai, and Mount Zion, which will be sanctified in a new creation for a sanctification of the earth. Through it will the earth be sanctified from all its guilt and its uncleanness throughout the generations of the world. And in the 14th Jubilee, Methuselah took unto himself a wife, Edna, the daughter of Azrael, the daughter of his father's brother. And in the 3rd week, in the 1st year of this week, 6:52 a.m., and he begat a son and called his name Lamech. And in the 15th Jubilee, in the 3rd week, 7:01 to 7:07 a.m., Lamech took to himself a wife, and her name was Matinas, the daughter of Barakiel, the daughter of his father's brother. And in this week she bare him a son and called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort me for my trouble, and comfort me. Well, this one will comfort me for my trouble and all my work, and for the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Okay, family, there is a lot wrapped up in this chapter. Methuselah, there was a lot wrapped up in here. And we know that Most High took up Enoch, because Enoch, you know, came in saying, look, he came in testifying against the watchers, he came in bringing in the Most High's laws and judgment. He brought the Most High back to the earth. He brought the Most High's attention back to man. And the Most High was very happy with that. And he did that strictly from his heart. And so forth. So the ground has been cursed. So they say he flooded. The Most High flooded the Garden of Eden. Okay? And you pay attention to that. The Lord has four places on earth. The Garden of Eden, and the Mount of the East, and this mountain on which thou art this day, Mount Sinai, so Mount Sinai, and Mount Zion, which will be sanctified in the new creation. Okay? To sanctify it. And so forth. So family, as far as it goes with this, with the flood thing, now he said that he flooded even the Garden of Eden, but yet this earth is still come for another condemnation and a real cleanliness. But I pray that you took this in, and I pray that you check out the book Ancient Jubilees to catch up on that. And we're going to break this down some more, family, as well, because this book runs deep and there's a lot of books to go with it and a lot of chapters to go with it. I pray that you enjoyed this. And also too, family, real quick, just to close it out real fast, we got to start taking our praise out of man and hopes out of man. Because I noticed that a lot of people are noticing that Kanye is getting a lot of publicity because he obviously admitting that we're Israel. He's trying to say that we're the Jews. And I noticed a lot of family within the faith in the awakening, so to speak, or give him credit for that. They're erasing all the other things that he has said and done and is doing. With the White Lives Matter shirt, that's just one thing, but there's something that goes back deeper and further than that. That Kanye is playing on your emotions, family, and that it's not a good idea to always worship man just because they say something. Their actions speak way louder than words. So taking considerations before we be so quick to jump to somebody, you know, giving them praise and honor and worship before we see how they behave. And with that being said, family, I would like you to have a blessed day. And join me again for our next episode on Voice of Black Star. And we're going to go deeper into this book of the Ancient Book of Jubilees, and we're going to go back into this chapter of Methuselah's birth. Okay? I pray that you have a nice day, a blessed day.